Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin.
This month, my husband and I are celebrating 10 years of being married. So who better to have as a guest than John himself?
Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, John. For the last couple of years, John and I have been teaching marriage prep within our diocese. So we're given a curriculum, and we go through the practical aspects of married life as we've experienced it, and we add our own stories and experiences throughout the day to help show what one marriage looks like, even though we know every marriage will be different and unique and beautiful. So within the context of that program, there's a quote that John has brought up and uses in one of his sections by a fellow John, although not your patron John. So I've asked him to share that today, John, since you have more of a voice than I do today. Can you tell us what that quote is?
Sure. So the quote is by St. John of the Cross, and it is, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will find love." And it's something that I think struck me years ago. I'm not exactly sure where I read it first, but I know after I read it, it really has just been something that's been a recurring theme. And I think there's not many places better than in considering a married couple or couples that are preparing for marriage to kind of discuss this idea in the context of them getting ready to give themselves to the other person. Because there's a lot of things that we talk about that, you know, from a practical standpoint, there's a lot of small issues, or hopefully what could be small issues, that need to be tackled so that the marriage can grow and flourish and you can discover one another and the wonderful things that can really be the fruits of marriage. But it takes a lot of effort, and we go through different aspects of that throughout the course. And this quote, honestly, I could probably plug into a lot of different sections, but I think it's one that I do like to emphasize a bit, as I think it's been helpful for me and hopefully helpful for others.
So you talk about it. You talk about it in a section that looks at the three developments of love. There's like three stages this program suggests. So the first one's curiosity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what that is?
Sure. So I think it really is a building up from what could be considered an initial, you see some good in some other person, and there's a good curiosity there, a healthy curiosity where you like that and you see something that you want to perhaps be a part of. And then the second level is actual friendship, where you start to develop a relationship with the other person and you want to share the love with them.
Right. So the first part would be when you realize that I'm super fun.
Exactly.
Right. And then the second part was when we started hanging out and I didn't realize we were dating yet.
That part counts as part two, yes.
Yep. Okay.
And then the third part is where you really want the good of the other person for their own sake. So it's much more altruistic. you are not the center of that desire anymore, and you really want them to, and they're good to be realized.
Right, but within marriage, that's hard sometimes. As much as you love and as much as you are curious about and love spending time with the other person, sometimes that last part is kind of tricky.
Yes, definitely can be tricky. I mean, there, especially as, you know, life usually there's multiple priorities that you have to figure out how to make all work together in the best way possible, especially if you have kids. There's going to be many different directions that you're pulled in. Kids, in-laws, friends, different people that need our time and our effort and our charity. And I guess, like, for me, what this highlights is that, you know, I think even going back to the first part of, you know, initially you have this curiosity, you have this interest, and you see something that you want to be part of. But there are many times that come up in a relationship where there may be no natural love for what's going to happen. There's not necessarily an inclination, or at least doesn't start off that way, right? And so there's nothing that's necessarily there to discover, to just be kind of taken. And so I think what this quote really reminds me of is that there are many instances where we have to be the catalyst for discovering the love that will be there and that can grow if we are willing to put it there. And if not, then there can be many missed opportunities where we will more begrudgingly perhaps go along with it, or, you know, perhaps at a worse stage, maybe we're more fighting over trying to get our own time. But if we, you know, look to really put love where maybe there is nothing naturally there, over time, we can really cultivate that, so to speak, and discover something that kind of grows from that experience.
Sure. So if we're trusting that our act of love is going to be fruitful, even if it's not in the way that serves us directly, but just wanting to serve the other person in whatever context, there's something beautiful and God in there. You know, I mean, that's what he does for us, right? That's what he does in his mercy, and in the sacraments and in so many other ways. So this is definitely relevant within marriage, but outside of marriage, how do you see? I don't think St. John of the Cross wrote this about marriage. I think it's really cool that you put it in that context. But where else? I mean, I guess in any human relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be broadly applied. And I think, you know, once again, it's something that is perhaps or feels like it's becoming more apparent, the lack of charity that can kind of be portrayed or highlighted. And there's just, I mean, really, as you mentioned, any relationship, which I think for many of us, it's going to be either at work, if we spend a lot of time working, or at home, especially with the kids, either during the week, like you do, or on the weekends. There's just a lot of that time with the other people who aren't necessarily our spouse, who we want to hopefully cultivate a good relationship with. And, you know, I think it goes back to, why am I doing things, and how am I doing things? And I think those two questions can really help frame, well, am I doing it primarily for myself? Or if there's nothing necessarily easy or good there for me, am I still seeing what good could become of it, or what somebody else needs there? And, you know, I think at times there can be very difficult, for instance, colleagues or clients where there's no natural affinity. And those are, I think, great time to really try to put some love there and see what happens. And maybe you don't get to a place where you have a great, you know, relationship per se. But, you know, I found those are usually growing experiences where you can hopefully see the other person's side of something. But by putting in that charity, you can grow and learn to understand them better and actually have a positive experience throughout it.
Our culture doesn't really seem to believe in that last part, the part about charity. The kind of you do you, like take care of yourself. If someone messes with you, then you can just kind of walk away. I feel like that's the way a lot of our culture sees things. Like if you're not getting anything out of this relationship, it's okay to walk away. And it's just kind of making me think of in scripture when like it's okay in some situations to, you know, if you offer your peace and it's not given, you can shake the dust from your feet and move along. So I feel like that could, I'm sure, I know it doesn't oppose this idea, but I feel like that could be kind of the counter to it that someone might suggest. But really that's after you've offered that act of charity, right? Like we have to offer it. I think Mother Teresa said at one point, we have a responsibility to seek the to speak the truth, but we don't have to convince anybody of it. So where do you think you draw that line, or you find that line between being charitable and also not like putting yourself in a situation that's harmful to you, or that, like, how do you know how much, you know what I mean?
No, I think that's a fair question. I think there's a few different ways to think about it. But I mean, I think, you know, first of all, you know, from a spiritual perspective, I think it's not really necessarily worrying about the outcome at the starting point. So, you know, in a way, leaving that into God's hands to say, well, if there's something good that can come of this that I will notice, then I'll notice it. But there can be many times where we will not understand the impact we're having until the next life. And so we have to trust that there is some good that will come of it, even if we never see anything. And so I think that can give us a lot of peace. And then I think the second part of it is it doesn't mean that you know, it's not necessarily charitable to somebody or putting love there to, you know, kind of be the doormat for them, especially if they need to learn a lesson, right? And I think that's something, you know, you don't look at your kids and say, well, I'm going to give you whatever you want because you asked for it. That isn't true charity for your children, right? And I think the same thing can be applied to a certain extent in even work relationships and other settings where, you know, it's more charitable to the other person to tell them the right thing and what they need to hear so that they can actually grow from the experience rather than giving in to whatever they say. So it's not meant to be, at least I don't see it as this thing of just doing whatever else someone says or asks for, or trying to do everything for other people.
Right, that's not true charity.
It's not going to be helpful for the relationship, more broadly speaking. But I think it's, you know, oftentimes, maybe in one way in particular, it's how often are we assuming the other person is only in it for themselves? Mm-hmm. And whether or not that's true at the end of the day, why are we judging? Like, do we really understand what other people are going mm-hmm. through, the challenges they have? And why can't we give people the benefit of the doubt or try to see it from their perspective and try to, as much as possible, use that as a way of kind of creating some sort of better relationship? Because if you can put yourself in someone else's shoes, oftentimes that can be you can find some level of common ground. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, just by doing that and really trying to put the good of the other person in, you know, a more, I would say, you know, thoughtful way in mind, I think, well, that's one way it can be applied outside of marriage.
And I think in doing that, you kind of implicitly show God that you trust him too, that you will accept whatever the consequences of the situation are. Maybe it's something that you're going to make, you know, try to make an effort and someone's just going to shut you down, but you're not going to get upset about it. You're going to just accept the suffering for what it is and not take it personally. But I think that's really beautiful that I can see it goes beyond it, like that idea transcends the earthly relationship between two people and really shows God that we're trusting in him and his love, no matter what is happening in the world around us and in our own lives.
And by the way, I wouldn't listen to this and think, oh, well, you've got to figure it out and it's easy, because it's I find myself many times still struggling with this.
Right. I mean, we're talking hypothetical situations. Once it gets specific, I think having a spiritual director to talk to, going to confession, and you know, if you feel like there's someone that you need to have some sort of confrontation or conversation with, even if it's with your own spouse, going into that conversation prepared and not, we talk about that, right? Like not going in an emotional space, not having that conversation, like when one person is about to fall asleep at 11 o'clock at night, like there's a time and a place for the kinds of conversations, that can be harder to have, but that can make them easier and more fruitful. And that's an act of love too, is restraining yourself maybe in a moment where something's upsetting you and you want to have like an emotional reaction to it. And instead, you know, taking a step, we say like take a step away and say, okay, we're going to come back to this in whatever period of time. So the conversation isn't just dropped.
Yeah.
I think that's it for today, my dear.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out on our couch. Thank you, listeners, for hanging out on our couch with us today. If you like this episode, please subscribe, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and tell a friend. We'll be back next week with another artist, creator, mom, friend. I'm so excited to share her work and her voice with you. Until then, God bless.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.